Hello. In this video, I'll tell you about Ada Webpack. What is it and how to get started with it? This video is for FOSDEMO 2022. A short about me. I'm from Ukraine, and since 2002, I'm developing a website for people interested in Ada on ex-USSR space. We have a website, mail list, forum, Telegram chat, and recently YouTube channel. You can reach me on GitHub, Telegram, or Gitter. So, what is Ada Webpack? This is a toolkit to develop a web application using Ada. Currently, web application is very promising technology because there is a lot of devices that support web applications. The list of supporting devices starts from desktop system, laptops, tablets, phones, car navigation system, and so on and so forth. Since you develop application using this technology, it will be run on any such device. Ada Webpack includes WebAssembly toolchain, customizer Ada runtime library, and web binding for API supported by browser. What is WebAssembly? This is a virtual machine with portable binary format for executables. This virtual machine is capable to embed in a host environment, and this includes browsers. And currently, every modern browser supports virtual machine for WebAssembly. The WebAssembly development as a language independent, and if you look at the list of supporting languages, you will find the most of them use LLVM as backend. LLVM is a toolchain built around well-documented intermediate representation. This package contains many front ends that takes high-level language such as Ada and generate intermediate representation, and also it has many backends that from given intermediate representation generate binaries for some target, for example WebAssembly. For current project, we interested in Ada frontend and WebAssembly backend in LLVM. Both of them are currently available. For frontend, we use GNOT LLVM, this project on GitHub, and it join GNOT frontend for Ada and LLVM backend to generate binaries. After compiling GNOT LLVM, you will have a bunch of executables like LLVM GCC. This is a compiler. You can feed them with Hello World RDB and get binaries generated by LLVM. And what also interesting for us is that this toolchain is known by JupyterBuild tools. There is a dedicated target, and when you call JupyterBuild with target LLVM options, JupyterBuild will find LLVM toolchain binaries and use them to generate the code. So, how to compile WebAssembly. First, you need to pass the target LLM switch to the compiler. This will tell LLM the target system. Secondly, you also need to provide the target-dependent information to GNAT, because otherwise GNAT will use your